When it comes to negotiating salary, most of us need all the help we can get. Can be a pretty scary topic. So scary, in fact, that some people never even do it. But negotiating doesn't have to be aggressive, and there can be some low-effort, research-backed methods that can help you ask for more money. Here to tell us more is financial journalist Kristen Wong. She joins us from Los Angeles, California. Hello there.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You've written on this topic a number of times, and one of the phrases that you use that I think is really interesting is anchoring bias. As that relates to negotiating salary, what is it?
So the anchoring bias is basically when you use one piece of information to make subsequent decisions about other pieces of information. So I'll give you a very, you know, common example of, like, if you're looking at a menu, and you see, you would never spend $14 on a hamburger. You see there's a $14 hamburger on the menu and you're appalled. You're like, who would spend $14 on a hamburger? But the menu has it highlighted all nice, featured. But then you think, okay, that's a crazy amount to spend. But then you see a $12 hamburger. And while that is still very expensive to you, you now think that's a good deal because the restaurant has anchored you with that $14 number. So that's sort of how anchoring is used in a consumer situation, but you can use it to your advantage when it comes to negotiating, because if you throw out a number and negotiations, your employer, whoever you're haggling with, is going to hold on to that number as the anchor.
Right. So you say, you know, I currently make $60,000, but I was thinking somewhere like $500,000 would be just kind of like, let's start there. Is that the tactic? Is that what you're advocating here?
Well, maybe not. Really?
Not quite.
There's actually interesting research on that, wherein a researcher had subjects in his study conduct mock negotiations, and people who joked about a ridiculously high salary actually had greater outcomes, and they got more at the end of the negotiation process when they just joked that, like, you know, say the salary was going to be $35,000, and they said, like, oh, well, a salary of $100,000 would be great, but I'm just looking for a number that's fair.
Right.
In the $30,000 to $35,000 range. So just putting that idea in somebody's head, you know, in this particular series of studies, you know, just joking about that high number, the other party anchored to that high number and gave the employee more money.
Right. Add the LOL and you get more money. That's amazing. Now, who should throw out the first number?
Well, you know, negotiation experts are sort of back and forth on this one. They say you should never throw out the first number, let the other person throw out the first number. But if you're using anchoring to your advantage, a lot of other negotiating experts say, well, throw out the first number. That way you're the one in charge and you can kind of set the anchor. You know, I think if you are kind of shy about negotiating, you're kind of scared of it, then you can let the other party kind of throw out the first number and just keep the fact that you are doing your own anchoring in mind, you know. So what happens in that situation is, say you are going in expecting a salary of $50,000, right? And you are going to ask for $50,000 to $55,000, and they come back and say, like, oh, well, we're going to offer you $30,000. And so now you're terrified of asking for $50,000 because you've anchored to that low amount. So, you know, if you've done your research about the job, you know your worth, and you know your value, and you know what you're bringing to the table, then there's no reason you can't ask for, you know, your research-backed price tag. Just be aware of how you are being anchored in the process.
You've said when you negotiate, you're not just asking for more money, you're also making a statement. What kind of statement are people making that they might not even know that they're making?
Well, in the business world, there is this phrase that's like, people value things more when they have to pay for them. So you don't give away things for free. People value things more when you put a price tag on it. So by just asking for more money, you are sort of setting the tone that you value yourself. And not only that, but you're willing to advocate for yourself. And that's very important in a job, because it prevents things like scope creep when your boss tries to, you know, pawn off more work on you that you don't necessarily have time for. But even more important than that, it shows that you are a powerful employee who has value and you're bringing value to the table. So that's something that you definitely want to convey in a negotiation. I actually know a hiring manager who said that, and I don't necessarily agree with this, but I just thought it was interesting. She said that whenever, if she offers a salary range, and if the employee, the potential employee she's interviewing, doesn't come back and try to negotiate, she doesn't hire them, because she wants employees who advocate for themselves and push back, you know.
This isn't your first rodeo. What have you learned in your own experience on negotiating? Were you like were you basically a wolf of Wall Street, or was this an area you had to develop?
I was definitely not a wolf of Wall Street. I'm more like a scared puppy.
Yeah.
It was something that terrified me forever. You know, I'm a freelance writer, and writers notoriously do not make that much money. And I just kind of resigned myself to that fact and thought, like, okay, well, I'm going to be a broke, starving artist my whole life. That's okay. And so I never, you know, asked for more money. And then one year, just as an experiment, I was like reading a lot about negotiating, and I was writing about it. And I thought, well, I can't really write about negotiating without trying it myself, because I would be a hypocrite. So I started asking clients and employers, everyone that I came across, forcing myself to ask for more money. And my income, you know, soared. I made more money than I ever had. And it really showed me that simply, and I wasn't a wolf of Wall Street, I was just asking, just making the ask. And just doing that and getting over my fear was incredibly powerful. And there are, you know, negotiating hacks out there, and there are strategies that you can use that are great. But I think half the battle is just getting over that fear of speaking up and asking in the first place.
What sort of frequency should people have in their mind? I mean, some people work in jobs where there's, you know, like a performance thing, and then you get a raise as a part of that, or you're in a union context where there really isn't much you can do. If you're in a job where negotiating is a part of that culture, is it a once a year thing? Is it more than that, less than that?
Well, I think more than a timeline, you should look at how much value are you bringing to the company? That's the really important question. When you're increasing your skills, when you're picking up new skills, when you have brought the company in more sales, or you're getting them more page views, or whatever, however you quantify the success of your job, when that increases, then you can ask for more money. One strategy that I talk about in my book is called the feedback strategy. And this is basically when you know that you want to ask for a raise about 6 weeks before. Check in with your boss and tell them something like, hey, you know, here's what I'm doing. Here's what I think I'm doing right in my job. Here's where I think I could use some improvements. Here's what I'm going to be working on for the next 6 weeks. You know, what do you think? I'd really love some feedback. What do you think I could be doing differently in my job? What do you think I could be doing better? Get their feedback and then implement that for the next 6 weeks and quantify it as much as you can, like make a record of your wins at work. And then after that 6 weeks, go back to your boss and say something like, you know, hey, I'm just checking back in with you. I've really been working on this. Here are some accomplishments I've made. Do you think that I've made progress? Are you happy with the progress that I've made? And, you know, if you've done a good job, then your boss, and you have a good boss, they will tell you, yes, you've done a great job. Thank you so much. Well, now you've gotten them to admit that you've added value to your position, so you can position yourself to ask them for more money at that time. So I think any time that you are just making progress at your job is a good time to ask for a raise, because at the end of the day, they're getting more value, and right, you just want to be compensated for that value.
After that feedback session, you just slide a piece of paper across the desk with the number $500,000, or I walk. It's
absolutely
good. You didn't say that. I'm inferring. Kristen, thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much.
Kristen Wong is a financial journalist with Life Hacker, the New York Times. She joined us today from Los Angeles, California.